Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, October 8th, 2019. On this day in 1982, Cats opened on Broadway and ran for nearly 18 years before closing on September 10th, 2000. The climate activists of Extinction Rebellion paralyzed traffic at the Grosser Stand Monday morning and want to use similar protest actions throughout the week to draw attention to the impending climate catastrophe. Shortly before the start of rush hour, activists occupied the Grosser Stand in Tiergarten. According to police, hundreds of supporters had walked from the government quarter to the Siegessäule, where approximately 1,000 activists had gathered by 6 a.m. Per reporting by RBB24, around 500 demonstrators were still gathered there at noon. The activists also set up a wooden ark at the Siegessäule, which is intended to commemorate the extinction of endangered species. Captain Carola Rakete, who has become known as a sea rescuer, spoke there at noon. Also at midday, hundreds of climate demonstrators gathered for the official opening rally at Potsdamer Platz. Traffic around the center of the protest actions was paralyzed, and the demonstration continued until 2 p.m. According to police reporting, the protest of the environmentalists has so far been peaceful. And Berlin's Senator of the Interior, Andreas Geisel, told RBB that police would proceed with a sense of proportion. The SPD politician said that such spontaneous blockades would be allowed, but that they would also be prepared to evacuate them, adding that, quote, "The fact is that we can regard blockades and events as spontaneous demonstrations, which are permitted under the right to demonstrate. With a sense of proportion means that we will take a look at them, but such meetings will be allowed and tolerated for the time being." Extinction Rebellion is calling on the German government to declare a climate emergency and to ensure that man-made greenhouse gas emissions are reduced to net zero by 2025. Unlike Greta Thunberg's Friday for Future, for example, Extinction Rebellion activists say they are prepared to break laws to push their demands. Organizers remarked on Friday that legal demonstrations and parliamentary processes have not led to the necessary changes in climate protection over the past 30 years. However, they stressed that all actions should be peaceful. Among other things, mediators should ensure that conflicts between activists and others, such as police officers or drivers stopped in traffic, are avoided during the actions. Extinction Rebellion was founded last year in Great Britain. The Action Alliance hopes to mobilize 20 to 30,000 people in London alone for blockades around Parliament and government buildings. The protests of Extinction Rebellion are controversial. Critics, for example, feared that Extinction Rebellion could destroy the sympathies that the climate movement Fridays for Future has built up. A fire damaged the famous Berlin takeaway Mustafa's Gemüsedöner early Monday morning. The shop was closed at the time of the fire and no one was injured. According to the fire brigade, emergency services had been alerted around 9 a.m. due to strong smoke development at the stand and were on site minutes later with several fire trucks. Spokesman Dominic Pretz told RBB24 that the fire engulfed a deep fryer and some furnishings and was extinguished in about 10 minutes. The structure itself hardly suffered, but the equipment was seriously damaged. The police are now in charge of further investigations. Mustafa's Gemüsedöner is very popular with Berliners and tourists alike and is recommended on many travel pages and by many travel guides. A long queue regularly forms in front of the stand at Meringdam in Kreuzberg. The Aquadome in Mitte will be closed for half a year due to renovation work. From Monday on, the large cylindrical aquarium with the glass elevator will no longer be accessible to visitors. A spokesman explained that after 15 years of operation, the ceiling of the subfloor and the elevator system have to be repaired. the more than 1,500 tropical fish will have to move to a replacement site during the refurbishment. In the second quarter of 2020, in the springtime, the aquarium near the Berlin Cathedral is to reopen. Interior and Sports Senator Andreas Geisel has underlined the clear intention of the Berlin state government to support Hertha BSC in its plans to build a new football arena, stating, quote, "The desire is understandable, even though the Olympic Stadium is the most beautiful stadium in the world." Geisel stressed that he had not rejected Hertha's preferred location for the new, privately financed arena in the Olympic Park, however added, quote, "Hertha cannot occupy the location they want there because the housing cooperative does not make the location available, and they have no building plot in the Olympic Park. 24 apartments would have to be demolished for the new stadium. If Hertha can find a solution for these apartments on Sportforumstrasse, the situation would be different." Geisel explained, quote, "It would then have to be discussed. However, we have to take the tenants who live there and their interests seriously. Of course, we are seriously trying to find a solution for Hertha, but we can't do that without land." Hertha's association president, Werner Gegenbauer, had repeatedly mentioned the, quote, "political will" as a prerequisite for a stadium solution. Geisel added, quote, "If Hertha declares that they want a different location and no longer want to play in the Olympic Stadium, which I don't like, we have to seriously consider this wish. We need a good solution for Hertha, but one that must not be at Berlin's expense." He emphasized that Hertha is a Berlin-based association, a commercial enterprise with more than 100 employees and annual sales in the three-digit millions. The Senate is currently examining four possible locations on the grounds of Tegel Airport, which is to close after the opening of Berlin's new airport. If Hertha moves out of the Olympic Stadium, rental income of almost 5 million euros per year would be lost. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org. Follow us on social media or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.